USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new Economist YouGov poll found that 55% of Americans believe the United States is already in the midst of a recession. This as Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is telling lawmakers on Tuesday that the Biden administration is working hard to mitigate the pain that all Americans are feeling at the gas pump and the grocery store.
To dampen inflationary pressures without undermining the strength of the labor market, an appropriate budgetary stance is needed to complement monetary policy actions by the Federal Reserve.
Migrants from Venezuela are making up much of a caravan that left southern Mexico Monday, heading toward the U.S.-Mexico border. The caravan expected to reach close to 15,000 migrants. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. Well, you may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
The top Senate Democrat says his members are continuing talks with Senate Republicans as they try to reach some sort of compromise bill to address gun violence. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, on the Senate floor Tuesday morning says he's giving them some space to get a result.
We know we're not going to get everything we want. We know that the push for even more meaningful gun safety will continue after this debate, but making real progress is very important.
A recount is set to take place in a tightly contested congressional primary. From the USA Radio News New York News Bureau, Kenneth Burns explains.
Texas Democrat Jessica Cisneros says she will request a recount in her primary runoff against incumbent Congressman Henry Cuellar. Less than 200 votes separates the contenders. Cisneros is a progressive activist who knocked Cuellar for his more conservative views. Cuellar has received the support of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, among others.
USA Radio News.
Suspense. The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Ukraine's president says he's ready to talk with Russia's president on a way to end the war between their countries. President Zelensky making that remark in an interview with the Financial Times. He added, a war should come to an end when leaders sit down at the negotiating table. Lawmakers in Louisiana are getting ready to work overtime.
Louisiana's Democrat Governor John Bel Edwards said Monday he will call the legislature into special session soon to draw new maps for congressional district boundaries now that a federal judge has blocked use of maps that have only one majority black district.
That map needs to contain at least two minority districts, black majority districts, which is exactly what I said to you all, which is exactly what these people behind you said. And if you just do the math from June the 20th, and you know that once a call is issued, you have to have at least 7 days before you can go into that session. And it takes about 6 days or so, if everything is coordinated, to be able to pass the bill.
The judge expressed all maps must be done by June 20th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Some residents in the town of Hera, Oklahoma, had quite a surprise in their recent water bills. For residents who should have paid a fee of $90, the bill claimed they owed $90 million instead. Hera City Manager Lewis Moore saying it was a computer glitch in the town's billing system. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.